261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. For the Bible says, for by grace, through faith, we'll save. And that is not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works. As any man, he should boast. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my old wretched soul, he called and chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name to the kings, to the Gentiles, and to the children of Israel. Yo, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, Abba Father, who are in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified in him. We pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let his bride that is hid in him this morning say, amen. You know, the Bible says, cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible says, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, we must put the thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, this morning we give thanks to God this morning for the few of you that are tuned in. For the Bible says that many are called, but a few chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this secret hiding resting place, but only a few who shall find it. And what a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God, the only true hiding place. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. As usual, if you have your Bibles this morning, Matthew chapter 7, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again to draw you out of Egypt and call you to walk out on this dry ground. But remember to take off your shoes, for you stand it on holy ground as you enter into your spiritual promised land. Oh, bless the holy name of Jesus Christ this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 7 and starting the 21st verse. And Jesus said, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which builded his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Praise be to his holy, holy, holy name of this morning. You see, Jesus says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8 declares, the Spirit of the Lord declares unto us, be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their hearts study destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is in wrong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors, there is safety. But the Spirit of the Lord goes on to say, wisdom is too high for a fool. He opened not his mouth in the gate. Proverbs chapter 21, verses 1 through 7, and declares, you see, Jesus said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, he is a wise man, and his house is built upon a rock. That rock is the rock of the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. In the Bible, Jesus goes on to say, and after the wicked one, it came at this house with his wind, with his rain, and with his floods that blew against this house with great persecution and lies and traps. And when he came against this house, the Bible said that when it was all over, that house was still standing. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So now, what are the sayings of Jesus that a man can do that would make him wise and his house strong. Jesus says, enter in at the straight gate. You know, one might even ask Jesus why, and he definitely would answer and say, and because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Oh, hallelujah. You see, Jesus said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? You see, here in this today's teaching, Jesus points out two spiritual roads. On one road, they have found many ways to come to the Father. And they have found many ways to obtain salvation. And they have found many ways to get saved. But on this one road, this narrow road, there's only one way. You know, many people on that broad road or broad way are also confessing Christians. They say they're blessed and highly favored. They confess that they feel with the Holy Ghost. You see, Jesus said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but me, Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, and declares. But the Spirit of the Lord showed us just last week in Matthew chapter 11, the 25th verse, Jesus said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. You see, now we all should understand why this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified, is hid from so many people. You see, the Bible says that if this gospel be hid, it is the God of this world that hath blinded their mind. You see, the wicked one works on one level, stealing, killing, and destroying. But he can't kill, steal, or destroy unless our Father, Yahweh, the Lord our God, gives him permission. You see, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, Jesus said. And he goes on to say, believest thou this? John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26, and declares. You see, Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walketh in the night, he stumbleth, because there's no light in him. John chapter 11, verses 9 through 10 declares. You see, the Spirit of the Lord said, I was found of them that sought me not, and I was made manifested unto them that asked not after me. In other words, God is referring here to the Gentiles. You see, the white man and the black man, they're brothers. You know, although we've been warned since the beginning of time, but thank God there will come a time when we come into this revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified, rested in his one fate, that the bride of Christ will all come together and embrace each other. You see, Isaac and Jacob were brothers. Their mother, Rebekah, she was pregnant and inquired unto God why her pregnancy was so difficult. He revealed unto her, in your womb there's two nations. the Jewish nation, Jacob, Gentile nation, Esau. Holy Spirit gives a description of Esau in the 25th chapter of Genesis. He's red and hairy. He's a hunter. He's the father of the Gentile nation, Edomite nation. This is a true saying, for it resteth in the pages of the Bible. But the Spirit of the Lord goes on to say, but to Israel he said, all day long I've stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Meaning, you see, Israel loved to deny or contradict a fact or a true statement. They love to oppose the truth. They love to come against the word of God. You see, the Spirit of the Lord said through Brother Paul, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to the knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believe it. Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 4 declares. You see, the Spirit of the Lord said through Brother Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forgive thy children. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 declares. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way the same, is a thief and a robber. John 10, 1 declares. Any man that has to bring one in to the sheepfold without directing them to go through the door, which Jesus is that door. Jesus said they are thieves and robbers and liars. And they have come to steal, kill, and destroy you. You see, the Bible says these are spots in your feast and charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, worried about of winds, trees whose fruit withers without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, twice dead. They were saved when they accepted Jesus, but instead of following his way, the cross, the gospel of the kingdom, preaching it, they decided to preach their own message. And now they have lost their salvation. They're dead. What does this mean? It means that there are men preaching from pulpits today who are not even saved anymore. The Spirit of the Lord said, raging waves of the sea, forming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Listen up this morning, preachers. For all of you who decide to preach what you want to preach, do what you want to do, destroying God's flock, this heritage, leading them to the bowels of hell, God has a reward for you. He has reserved for you the darkness of blackness of hell, the hottest place it is for you if you don't repent and turn from that foolishness. Jude chapter 1, verses 12 to 13, and declare. See, Jesus is telling us here in John, the 14th chapter, 6th verse, which is a familiar passage. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can come unto the Father unless it come through me. Jesus is saying, there is no other way. There is no other truth. There is no other life outside of him. Jesus also tells us in Matthew's the 11th chapter, the 27th verse, you ask no other way to gain access to the Holy God, the Father, but through him. You see, no religion or religious works can reconcile the sinner to God, our Father, granting him access to a holy God and at the same time giving him peace with God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 and 23 declares, "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." And the Spirit of the Lord goes on to say, "If ye continue in the faith, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven." Romans chapter 6, verse 3 declares, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death." You see, the Bible tells us, my friends, that it is the Holy Spirit that baptizes us into the body of Christ. See, no man can perform this baptism. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 declares, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born or free, or have been all made to drink into one Spirit." You see, my friends and preachers, you see, if Jesus through his eternal life and his Spirit is not doing all the works of God through you, then all the works that a confessing believer or preacher in is iniquity and abomination in God's sight. And regardless to what they are confessing, they are unbelievers. And regardless to what they say, they have no eternal life, no salvation. You see, Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23, verses 22 and 23 that the Holy Spirit want to highlight for you today, the so-called churchgoers, Jesus said they will come to him in that day. That's after the rapture has occurred and they left behind him trying to negotiate with God about life, and he's been trying to give them eternal life all along. The Bible says they will say, "We haven't we not prophesied in your name? Haven't we in thy name cast out devils? Haven't we done many works that they thought were wonderful?" You see, when they're talking about we doing the work, it was supposed to be the Spirit and the eternal life through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, through the believer doing the work, not them. You see, the Bible says, "Then Jesus will say to them, and my friends, he will also say unto you, if you do not believe this glorious gospel of the kingdom, if you're not in the faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, the only faith Jesus left his church, he will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity." You see, the Lord is a good God. Oh, that's nothing too hard for the Lord. That's nothing he can't do. He can take a foolish, unlearned man and make him wise. You see, I haven't been called by any man or any religious organization to preach, nor do I need their approval. But I have been called by God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, and I have been endued with power from on high. I don't need man's approval. I don't need his religious heritage acceptance. But what you need to do is bow to this living word that is coming through this earthen vessel to save your wretched soul, or you will burn up in hell for all eternity. You see, Jesus, he will call their work iniquity because they did not have his life working in and through them. They refused to accept the one fate he offered them, to lose their lives and death in him on the cross. Therefore, in their ignorance, they rejected the life of Christ that could have worked through them to do the Father's will in righteousness and in holiness, which was their salvation. For the Bible said, without holiness, no man can see the Lord. You see, Romans chapter 5, verse 10 declares, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We shall be saved by his life. That is to say that Jesus' resurrected life of doing the Father's will lived out through the believer, the one that believed, he has received the overcoming power. The Bible said the wicked as a form of godliness, but they have denied the power thereof. But we, the bride of Christ, give thanks and praise and bless his holy name for this power, this overcoming power that have allowed us to overcome the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony that is found in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and it declares, I'm crucified with Christ, but nevertheless I live, yet not I that live, but it's Christ that liveth through me. And it's his life that's reaching out to you this morning to draw you out of that darkness of foolishness into this resting place, this great light, as you rest in this spiritual promised land in Christ, which is the only hiding place. Oh, praise his holy name this morning. You see, Jesus, oh, my friends, he says to us all, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And you see, Jesus said, come unto me. Will you come to Jesus and the Lord our righteousness, that he may come to you? See, this is your time this morning. If you feel a tugging on your heart, a pulling, you know, you're feeling it. It's the Holy Spirit. Come on, it's your time. It's your season. Pray with me this morning, dear Jesus. I repent, for I've sinned. But now faith is. I don't really understand the gospel of the kingdom, but it's your word. And I come to you and request that you come into my heart and rule over my life and be Lord over my life. Amen. You prayed that simple prayer. If you prayed it, then you made it. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. We'll praise his holy name. We're the three of us ministers. And I am Messenger Metric McGonagall from Pineville. And oh yeah, look what the Lord has done. And as usual with the Lord's will, we'll be right back here next week, same place, same time, bringing the same truth to you. There's no other truth. There's no other way that brings one eternal life. We also invite you to invite a friend, for who knows, maybe their time to get in where they fit in. In the meantime, we're loving you, praying for you. God's will, we'll see you again next week. Until then, love ya. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
morning, it's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can